If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thank you for all your comments and questions on You, the email line, udocs@gmail.com. udocs@gmail.com. You really put it to Gary Ginsberg well with those questions about how to measure phthalates, where they mattered most. They matter most when you're pregnant or right after pregnancy. Avoid all fragrances. Vacuum and mop frequently. And probably don't do it yourself. Have your husband do it once you're pregnant. And then especially when you have young kids, don't let them get down if you got a lot of plastics in your home. So avoiding all those plastics, and even the new substitute plastic, seems important. Maybe going back to glass baby bottles is a key way of doing this and getting all your food in and liquids in glass, or real food without plastic around it. Very interesting. It may be a reason why paper bags are better than plastic ones. Maybe we should avoid all plastic. What's been the trend? So we'll get to that more when we talk to Gary Ginsberg next. Next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. I wanted to get to a couple stories, and one we talked about, removing clots helps stroke patients. Remember the speed at which you get therapy. So in Cleveland, in Cleveland and in Houston, I understand there are stroke ambulances specifically roaming the city so that they have CT scans, so you get your medicines much quicker if you've had a stroke. I can't tell you, don't try and wait it out. If you think you've had a stroke, or if someone thinks you've had a stroke, immediately summon an ambulance, get to know the diagnosis, the therapy. Justin Ziven is the one who did this therapy against all odds, did it when, in fact, the company didn't want to do it. He should have gotten a reward from the company, but instead all he got was spit on by the company. But in any case, the TPA, getting it quicker if you've had a clot or a stroke relating to lack of blood flow because of plaque. This is amazingly, now in under 15 minutes with the stroke ambulances. So time lost is brain lost, as opposed to an hour where you've got a lot more brain loss. Well, in this study, getting the clot out as well as TPA, 33% had normal neurologic function afterwards, as opposed to 19% if they didn't get the clot out but just got the TPA. We don't know the timing of that, but we do know that both therapies done quickly, much better than neither done. Now, this is one of my favorite stories this week. Is it's okay to feel old, to be old if you feel young. This is a study literally looking at how you feel about your age. If you feel younger than your calendar age, we say if you think your real age is younger than your calendar age, and if it is, guess what? You're much less likely to die or have a serious illness in the next 8 years than if you feel older than your calendar age. This was 6,849 people, not as large as the 26 million we looked at in real age. In real age, your real age, and you can go to realage.com. It's free. It's a free website. If you go to realage.com, your real age predicts your actual risk of dying better than, in fact, the best things we have, which are the Reynolds score, the Framingham Index. So it's much better. But this one is simple. If you feel your real age is younger than your calendar age, it is, you're much less likely to die. If you feel your real age is older, and if you will, there were a group of people in the 6,489 tested, roughly a quarter of them felt older, and they, in fact, many more of those died during the course of the study. Of those who felt older than their true age was during the course of the study, 24.6% died, as opposed to those who felt younger, 14.3% died. These started on average they weren't young chickens when they started. That's how you have to do these studies. This was done in the United Kingdom. So that's a major study showing that if you feel old, you really are old. If you feel young, you really are young. The other set of studies we found this week, and I think they're important to go over, is that exposure to things in utero and slightly thereafter have long-term effects. We've talked about phthalates being bad. We've talked about incest being bad. But here's a one that is actually good. This is one where the mother who got specific antidepressants, that isn't any antidepressant, but specific ones, if they took them during, because of anxiety or depression during pregnancy, they ended up with a long-term benefit in that their child was much less likely to be anxious as an adult. So this is a long-term study done by UCLA. 5% of the babies born in the United States, 200,000, are exposed to antidepressants. And it says that these specific ones, that is, they looked at the specific one of Lexapro versus another one, Prozac, and they found that those humans and mice exposed to Lexapro had permanent change in neurotransmission of serotonin, which turned out to be a benefit. It's really amazing. So there is a benefit for which one you select. Now, another important study out that I look at is Optimistic. Optimistic was, remember, less use of binge drinking, down from a quarter of high school seniors to a fifth. Same thing with cigarettes. Those are down. Even daily marijuana use is down. But e-cigarettes are up. Well, this is one on skin and eye burns linked to indoor tanning. It's been cut, if you will. The emergency department visits for this have gone in down by 66% from over 6,000 a year in 2003 to now only 2,000 a year in 2012. So really good data, really important data showing that, in fact, as we are going around in life, that there are some improvements happening. We're not getting fast enough improvements in all of the things we do for our general health, but we are getting improvements. So I think that's we should celebrate the good news at the end of the year. And I want to talk about one more thing that we've already talked about, but I can't resist talking about it again. That is your mitochondria DNA. If I was going to say one word you want to learn for one phrase you want to learn for the next year about health, mitochondrial DNA, your mitochondria DNA, how long it is, how much you have, looks like it will help prevent you from having frailty. So as we end, and by the way, we have a live show, as I understand, next week and the week after. So we're going to end the year with all of these live shows. So if you're planning on wanting to listen to something, do. Gary Ginsberg will be with us, and that's great. Thank you for Gary Ginsberg. But we have a great show coming up next week because I know who the guest is.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.